her Pablo Mista review. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about
going on, Alamo City Blue Talk fans. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cali Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. If you have not already, be sure to like, share, subscribe to us on our Alamo City Movie Talk page for, in this case, movie reviews, trailer reactions. We got a lot of movies coming out, and we have nothing else better to do than to talk about movies here on the Movie Talk channel. Thank you so much, everyone out there. Let's get right to it. Back-to-back A24 movies. What a week of films, of filmmaking. What a week of directorial debuts for a few, for new people, maybe upscale on budget when it comes down to it, to where like films that they started out doing short films, now they're doing bigger movies. And I'll say it again, and it's, I'm always on board for A24 directors, where and that's the thing too, they take a lot of chances. With first directorial debuts. I gotta say that A24 is really puts their faith in a lot in the directors and everything. But yeah, anyways,
and we love it.
Yeah, we do. I love it.
It gives a chance to showcase, you know, an up and coming artist and showcase their work. And you know, again, we have come to know A24 as being a powerhouse and having good quality films. They really think.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they put their faith in these talented artists and back these films, and it ends up paying off a lot of times because you know, you see a lot of different things you may not necessarily see in mainstream, which I really appreciate. There's nothing wrong with getting all sorts of films in this world, and I really like to see everyone's perspective. So this was an interesting one.
Yeah, what are we talking about, Angela?
So we're talking about Julio Torres's directorial debut, Problemista.
Problemista tells of a story of Alejandro, an aspiring toy designer from El Salvador, struggling to bring in unusual ideas to the life in New York. As time runs out of his work, though, as a work visa, a job assisting an erratic art world outcast becomes his only hope to stay in the country. A long star is not only is the directorial debut of Julio Torres, Julio Torres actually writes, directs, and stars in it as Alejandro, along with Julio Torres stars and directs alongside with the phenomenal Tilda Swinton. What did you think of this movie, Angela? Because I know we come from a background of being Hispanic, Mexican Americans in this country and everything. We're from here. We're from Texas, from San Antonio and everything. What did you think of this? Can you relate to some of the stuff here? Did you enjoy this movie? Was it charismatic? Well, what did you like about this movie?
Oh, I love seeing works from our fellow Latino, Latin cultures. But I really like how it focuses on Alejandro. He's from El Salvador. He comes to the U.S. to essentially pursue his dreams of being a toys maker, right? Working with the biggest name in toy, which is Hasbro, right? It's really him just like, and he's on a work visa, so he does have to hold down a job.
Yeah.
And along the way, he kind of meets this kooky, wacky art curator who has her own painful, long drawn out history herself. Yeah. And, you know, as crazy as Tilda Swinton is, she plays this part so well. She is the worst nightmare of everyone in customer service or hospitality mission ever.
Especially waiter or waitress. But
something, I don't want to say endearing, but there's something so intriguing about her.
Yeah.
And that's the charm that Alejandro kind of like sees as well. You know, for someone who, you know, has his own dreams, own aspirations, he sees like her for who she is, not just crazy lady. And I think that's something admirable about him. He's just so lovable as a character. Like, you root for him. You want to root for him. You want him to achieve his dream. You want him to secure the work visa that he needs. You want him to succeed and win because of the struggles he's gone through. And he goes through a lot of struggles, which I think we see some of it, but it just highlights like the struggles that everyone goes through, especially people who are trying to come and work in the U.S. Under visas and stuff. So I really like that was a main driving force of this film, because that is a conversation we don't hear about very often. But I think the performances for Julio Torres to direct, write, and act and star in it, I think he did such a phenomenal job, to be honest. I think this is such a cute film. It had so many different meanings, so many different layers. Like, it just shows how, you know, it's really not, someone can be not as who they seem. You know, there's so many layers underneath them. And you see that especially highlighted by Tilda's performance. She is a crazy lady, but, you know, she has some heart to her. She has some deeper meaning. And again, there's a whole bunch of, like, imagery and metaphors. I think you mentioned that a little bit earlier off camera. But it was really cool to see that written down. I think it was done pretty masterfully. So I will say I pretty enjoyed it. For a movie that doesn't have, quote-unquote, action, it was really entertaining, and it was very captivating.
Okay. All right. True. You know, Julio Torres, this movie was brilliant. This movie was fantastic. Because here's the fun fact. Here's the fun fact, guys. And I'm going to say fun because, I mean, it's a fact, but I'm going to say fun because for this person, this person actually went through the, went through the visa system from El Salvador. The fact is that he made a comedy out of something that's not funny. That's immigration is not funny.
Working hard, struggling. It's not funny.
And I'm take it with a grain of salt, however you want to. But I'm not saying like, oh, it should not be funny. No, I'm saying he did something that was not there ever before, and now the humor is there, and to a joking matter, right? Of course, right? To a joking matter and everything. Nothing serious in this case, but he also embodies the reality of America, the embody of how our immigration system works, the legal immigration system works. And I like this too. Here's one of the facts that I really did enjoy was that a lot of the stuff he was putting in there, so much of our human facts of like the bank system, the way the lawyers work. And he embodies it into his film and it goes so well. There's a lot of pieces that are thrown at you in the very beginning of this movie. A lot of the visual metaphors that are so great, that are so charming, that are just so funny. This is a wacky comedy. This is a very wacky, quirky comedy. I really did enjoy, and the comedy is so subtle. It's like, it's not like overbearing, like these crazy super bad, and I love super bad, but it's not these overbearing like cuss words comedy. It's more this clever quirkiness that's just so well written. This, you want to talk about well written movies, this is definitely one of the well written films out there that I gotta say, because he does comedy at you when it's coming out random, and it hit me every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was laughing a lot of the times. So I was like, what? Like, because it's so unexpected.
And to see where he came from, I think he had written for SNL for like several years.
SNL,
It kind of has a little bit of like the same humor like you can expect from a skit. But I gotta say, I liked a lot of the hidden messages, not hidden so per se, because he highlights a lot of, like you say, reality struggles people go through, like
work visas.
He also also highlights a lot of the fact how a lot of systems kind of work against us. They kind of screw the pooch, if you will.
Yep.
You know, not just the immigration system, but like you say, with the banking, you know, with employers and all that stuff. Like, he highlights that so, like you say, subtly and so beautifully.
Yeah.
So I think it was a really, really good, well-written film.
It was.
I thought it was so cool to hear that, you know, he not only wrote it, but directed and starred in it alongside a great cast. So
Tilda Swinton, she is phenomenal. I've seen her so many movies from nonstop. I could go on and on how amazing she is.
In this film, she was scary.
Yeah, like, and in this movie, she just captivates the camera. The camera just loves her. And I feel like that Julio Torres just like directs her so well that they just feed off each other's energies on camera and directing at the same time and portraying that. It's a lot. I know a lot of people who've never been to a movie set, you got to understand, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of direction. The director's the leader, of course, the boss, the head honcho, whether it be a man or a woman. There's a lot always on the line. And if you don't make your budget, if you're not filming every single day, there's a lot. It could cost from thousands to millions of dollars per day. And so to know that this guy that's about our brother's age can do this, and not saying the age is a limit or anything by all means, but it's the fact that, you know, that where he comes from is kind of like an embodiment to where like it could be against him or it could be for him. And I feel like that he really embraces where he's from, and I love that.
Yeah, there's he drew from his personal experience to write this, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and they go
For anybody who kind of puts their own personal
touch and that's beautiful. It's cinema art. This is a very cinema art film, and I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed so much of that homage that he brought to El Salvador into the movie, and I love that a lot. That's charismatic. It's just, it's really great to see that. It's really great to see different cultures just struggling and trying to make it in America, and it's so real. That's the crazy part. It's so real, especially the way he set up with the roommates and everything. We're not spoiling it for you guys, but it's definitely, there's definitely going through a lot of real life struggles in New York that we've seen nonstop from all race and in New York.
It is really interesting because he ends up working for Tilda Swinton's character.
Yeah.
And she's basically like in the art industry, like
she's an art critic.
Yeah, she's an art critic. And so I liked how certain scenes were in itself, like you could say living, like watching art, like they were very artistic scenes. And I just liked how it kind of tied it all together. It was it was really cool to see that.
Yeah. And then also we got a few cameos, and we're not going to mention it, but a few cameos you'll kind of notice from Abbott Elementary. There's one cameo in there from Abbott Elementary, but we'll leave it at that. One of the things I also did love about it was that when he was critically thinking, and I love that, it's something different. And I wish I want Julio Torres to direct more movies. I want him to direct more film, whether it be A24 or whether it be at this point, because I know how great he is as a writer, as a director. From watching this movie, it's definitely high. I didn't expect to see that kind of level of cinema in this young director. So with that being said, but
like the story itself, it's not action. Like all these things are happening. It's such a simple storyline. Yeah. It's Alejandro and his life and his struggles getting his dream. But it's like you say, it's done so well, and it's really cool to see that for his directorial debut. It's very well done film,
and I want to see him too. I know this is called crazy, but I mean James Gunn, you better be calling him up, because I want everyone to go to DC, right? I know that's always here's the thing is that if you give him a chance and everything, I feel like he just will take it out of the park, and I'll leave it at that. But whether it be DC, whether it be A24, I want him to do something like a horror movie, maybe even that'll be good. A24 horror movie.
I just want to see more from him. I think he's a great.
I want him to write and direct and star in it as well, if he's able to still keep that same level of he might not even want to. I mean, he may want to just go full-time director, which is totally fine with me too. It's just I love it when directors like Ben Affleck they just direct, they star, and they write. Yeah. But all right, guys, let's get right to it. Was this a film we deserve? Say yes, it is. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 be the highest. So let me give this rating.
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. For a directorial debut, I think it was it had such a strong story, and it was done very well. It may not be everyone's cup of tea. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed this film. It's so entertaining. I think the two casts, the leads, were great. The chemistry was really good on screen.
Yeah, it was.
Overall, I think it was a pretty solid film. I'll give it a 7.5.
Nice. After watching this movie and everything, I didn't expect to come out the way I did. It's definitely, and that's the thing too, with cinema magic, guys, it's definitely an experience. And the movies, the theater, and I'm happy I saw this in a theater, because I feel like I would have felt different not watching it in a theater.
Yeah.
Definitely would have. It's definitely the experience of cinema, of theater experience. And this is pure cinema. This is pure cinema magic. This is why one of my huge passions, and I always talk about it, this is why I love going to the movies, is because they impact you, whether, it's an action film, whether it's a comedy, whether it's a rom-com, whether it's a, love story, or just they impact you, and they impact everyone differently. And I got to admit though, this Julio Torres, I cannot wait to see what your next project is. I cannot wait to see what the next film. I hope it's a horror movie. I want it to be a horror movie, because I want to see you tackle that. Maybe the Chupacabra. You never know. Or do something like something different, maybe an old folktale or an old, you know, old
an anthology.
Yeah, an anthology. That would be very interesting. Chupacabra, you never know. But all right, because I haven't seen a movie like that in or at all about that.
Film?
Yeah, about that. That'll be interesting.
Yeah,
I mean,
we have
La Llorona here, so it's like, but it's not. I mean, the Hollywood movie version of it was terrible, but they redid it on Shudder, which is pure Hispanic, and that was really good, very, very different movie. So I'll leave it at that, but take it with a grain of salt, if you will. But I'm gonna give this a solid 8.9 out of 10. All right, guys, thank you so much for making this a part of your day. Questions for you guys: what did you think of this film, guys? Put comments down below. Did you enjoy this directorial debut of Julio Torres? Put comments down below, and yeah, let's get right to it. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, calling Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, thank you, Ange.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. See you at the movies. Laters.